Hello everybody and welcome to today's Heartbeat. I'd like to share with you about contentment. What is contentment? Basically, two words that come to my mind that explain it really well is joy and peace. We feel joy-filled and we're at peace. And it should be the hallmark of every man and woman who knows Christ, who has put their life, their affairs in the hands of God. Now, the problem is, I can only speak for myself. I give to God, then I take from God. I give to God, and I take from God. What do I mean by that? I try and give my life over to God all the time, but I take things back. I worry. I think, how am I going to pay the bills? Oh my goodness, you know, one of my children isn't doing well, Lord. You know, and I worry about them. Whereas we really need to go, Lord, here's my child. Lord, here's my bills. I can now rest with peace and be joy-filled because you're going to look after it all. Even when problems happen, we should still feel at peace, at rest, knowing that God has a perfect plan. We as Christians know that we're under God's care. We do know that. We know that here, but sometimes do we know that here? We need to know, have more knowledge of what God does for us, who God is, the majestic love of the Father, of, you know, just how other he is. Because when we're aware of that knowledge, and then we pray about it and meditate upon it, because that's what we're asked to do, meditate upon his word, meditate upon him, then we come to know the Father more and we trust in him more and we are more content with life, with stuff, because we know that God has a perfect plan for us. This trust and belief in God should radiate a serene confidence and a quiet joy that surrounds us, even if circumstances are not going our way or seem to be not going our way. You know, he is our security. He is our strength. The joy of the Lord is my strength. It's the Lord who's my strength, and it makes me joy-filled. It's not how much money I've got in my bank balance and how everything seems to be going well in my list of things. No, it's God who we trust in. He's our security. You know, Heartbeat, the Catholic Guy Ministry, we want to reach people to tell them about Jesus so they can be content in life. They can be filled with joy. You know, when Jesus came back after he rose from the dead, what did he say to his disciples as he met them? Peace I give to you and peace I leave with you. God wants us to have that peace in our life always. He's given it to us. He leaves it with us. But do we pick it up and take it on? Do we claim it as something that God has given us and that we can use in our life? You know, we should be rich in spirit, generous in heart, large of soul. We don't need to search for safety because God is our safety. Our lives are restless truly until we only rest in him. Psalm 23, the first line of the psalm, what does it say? And it's David praising his God, but he's stating something that we as Christians, like Christ hasn't come yet, Jesus hasn't come yet. But David understands this because Jesus is the good shepherd. But David says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I'm content. I'm full of peace and joy. I don't want anything because he gives me everything I need. I don't want, you know, that new car. I don't want that a thing in my life. I don't need it because I have everything. We don't want for anything, for nothing. The Lord is my shepherd. 24/7 God looks after us. Jesus has laid himself down for us, his own life. God the Father sent his own Son to lay his life down for us. What more could we need? Because by him doing this, he's given us access to the Father, to heaven, to eternal life again, once more. It's available to everybody. Jesus will spare nothing. And how do we know that? Because he didn't spare his own life. So he'd spare nothing to look after us, to feed us, to sustain us. He wants us to flourish under his care, under his love. This good shepherd gave his life for us. Jesus stated, "I have come that you may have life and have it to the full, have it to abundance, to flourish where you are." That's God's desire for us. That's what Jesus has for us if we just follow him. This utterly selfless shepherd is alert to the welfare of his flock. We're the sheep. He knows. We actually don't even have to say. He already knows. A shepherd goes out and protects and cares and looks after and brings them to the good pastures and, you know, stands guard when the enemy is around and, you know, feeds us, nourishes us, cares for us, helps us with the diseases, with the ticks, with the flies that bother sheep. Our shepherd does that to us, for us, if we only could see. It says in Psalm 121, verse 3, "He that keeps thee will not slumber or sleep." He, the Lord, doesn't sleep, doesn't slumber, doesn't get surprised when the enemy comes or something happens. He knows. He's aware. You know, the presence of the Lord himself as our master, our owner, our protector, our friend, our savior, our defender, our provider, puts us at ease like nothing else can. We should get a sigh of relief when we go, "Lord Jesus, I give my life to you. Now I can rest and relax in peace and joy and contentment, knowing that I am cared for by you." He tells us that the shepherd is nearby. He's aware. He says, "I am with you till the ends of the age." We forget that so much. I am with you. This good shepherd, this shepherd who cares for us, protects us, nourishes us, is with us. There is nothing in Christ's presence that can't dispel fear, shame, terror, panic. We don't have those feelings when we're with God, because he can dispel everything. He loves us completely. He forgives us completely. He draws us to himself completely. We can stop him. We can put up our hands, our fists, and say no. But he keeps calling us, "Come to me, all who are burdened, and I will give you rest." Do you hear it? "Come to me, I will give you rest." Don't you want to feel rest and peace and joy? Maybe you're not coming to the Lord enough. I know I don't many times. You know, I kick myself when I realize, oh my goodness, what am I doing? Life is full of hazards, unknowns, disasters, dangers, distress. But with the Lord, we can live in a sense of quiet rest. We can live in a sense of, I don't need to be anxious. I don't need to be worried. My God, who dresses the flowers in the fields way better than we could even dress ourselves. He will look after us. So, if you're feeling discontent, if you're feeling unpeaceful, if you're feeling a lack of joy, you're not going to the Lord. You're not drawing to Him. You're not asking to be under His protection. Turn to Him, because the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. You know, it states in 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7, God has given us a spirit, not a spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. A mind that is at ease and at peace. It's not perturbed, it's not harassed or obsessed with fear or foreboding into the future. You know, it talks about a woman. In scripture, it talks about a woman who laughs at the future. Why do we laugh at the future? Because we know the future is in God's hands. You know, what the banks put up, the interest rates. Don't feel worried. Laugh, for the Lord can look after you. He can provide for you. He can give you more nourishment, more finances, help, you know, in saving money for the bills, help in whatever other aspect. He just can. We need to trust in Him more. We need to go to our shepherd and state, Lord, You are my shepherd. And I shall not want, for You make me lie down in green pastures. You give me everything I need. Let us take this psalm to prayer and ask God to help us to be more content with our lives, with where we are at, and if we're not, to put us there. To help us be full of peace and full of joy, knowing that the Lord is our shepherd and has everything in hand. Why don't we pray about it? In the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Amen. We ask You, O God, be our shepherd. Show us how we can be Your sheep. Show us how we can give ourselves more to You, so that we are full of peace and joy that You will give to us, that You leave with us, that we are content because we follow You. Lord, we don't need or want anything because You provide for us. And may we thank You so much in that provision. O Lord our God, we praise Your name, we bless and worship You. And we ask that You would guide us to follow You better. And we ask all of this in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. I really pray that that helps you. Maybe, you know, follow the shepherd more, because we want to be more content. We want to be joy-filled and be at peace. Follow Him. He is our good shepherd.